This is KCUR. I'm Jenny Witte. If you've ever been prescribed an expensive new medication, you may be familiar with step therapy. Rather than pay for a costly new drug, many insurance companies require patients to try cheaper alternatives first. As drug prices have skyrocketed in recent years, step therapy has become increasingly common, but now many states' legislatures are pushing back. Alex Smith, reporting for KCUR's Heartland Health Monitor, has the story.
Glenn Helverson has a job that's all about speed. He spent most of the last 25 years as a driver for a Jackson County fire station, but he's been slowed down at times by a health issue that appeared at an early age.
I think I first noticed signs of arthritis whenever I was 18.
Today, his rheumatoid arthritis pain is kept at bay with a new generation injectable drug called Cimzia.
Without the medications I've had, I would have probably already been retired with disability.
But Cimzia doesn't come cheap. It costs thousands of dollars per month, and getting his insurance company to pay for it hasn't been easy. Helverson says when his coverage changed, his insurer told him he'd have to try cheaper, older drugs before they'd cover Cimzia. And those older drugs just didn't work anywhere near as well.
I've had to come off the truck at times for 6 weeks at a time off the fire department just because I couldn't move my hands, couldn't move my ankles.
In the last decade, the percentage of employee insurance plans requiring step therapy has more than doubled. And that's gotten the attention of state lawmakers. This year, legislators in Missouri, New York, and Florida, among other states, are considering bills that would make it easier to get exemptions from step therapy or even override it. And it's not just patients pushing for these changes.
The process for one drug probably takes anywhere from 45 minutes to a couple hours, depending on how long it takes my staff member on the phone on hold, waiting to talk to somebody.
Family physician Bruce Williams says the money insurers save through step therapy ends up getting shifted to doctors like him in the form of increased office work. It can add up to hours every day for his small practice, and step therapy forces him to write a lot of prescriptions that he knows aren't the best treatment.
You have to tell the patient this medication is less expensive. I don't expect it to work as well. You're possibly going to have some side effects that you might not have with the newer medication.
Attention, internal medicine. Is that it?
At a small pharmacy in Kansas City, Missouri, the staff scrambles to fill prescriptions. There are lots of newly insured patients seeking prescription medications these days thanks to the Affordable Care Act and thanks to an explosion of new and expensive breakthrough drugs for treating illnesses like cancer, hepatitis C, and arthritis. Prescription drug spending in the U.S. last year soared to nearly $375 billion. And now prescription drug providers are under pressure to slow that growth.
What you're seeing is pharmacy costs are out of control. And step therapy is one of those opportunities which allows us to hold costs in check, which keeps the health care benefit affordable for families.
Dr. Steve Miller is chief medical officer for Express Scripts. They're the biggest prescription benefit management company in the U.S., providing drug coverage on behalf of insurers like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Anthem, and the military. And they don't like the proposed changes to step therapy. Miller says patients going through step therapy often find that a cheaper drug does the trick, and they stick with it rather than go for a more expensive one, and that saves tens of billions of dollars each year. But step therapy isn't just designed to control costs. Miller says that as more new drugs come onto the market, encouraging older treatment methods is also safer.
When you use the same product over and over again, you actually become very familiar with how it works, what side effects it has, and how it works in combinations with other drugs and diseases.
I think in theory, there's nothing wrong with it.
Tammy Mark is a research director with Truven Health Analytics, a healthcare data company.
But in practice, what happens is that patients, when you put them on step therapy, they're less likely to fail the medication.
She says step therapy can work well in many cases, but for at least two groups, patients taking antidepressants and those who use blood pressure medication, it may discourage them from getting treatment. And that means their condition can get worse, which can result in higher costs in the long run.
Because they were less likely to fail, we also saw an increase in emergency department and inpatient utilization and costs on the medical care side.
This is Joey Fatone. It's time to play Family Feud. Give it up for
Back at the station, Glenn Helverson and his fellow firefighters watch a game show to kill time between calls. Helverson says he understands the need for step therapy, and he doesn't think it should be scrapped altogether. But he does want to see it used in a way that gives more authority back to doctors.
You know, take the physician that's been in school for 14 years and now in practice, and knows the patient, has a personal relationship with the patient, can take that and tell the insurance company, this is where the patient needs to be. And this is where we need to keep them.
Missouri lawmakers will decide whether to take up Helverson's suggestion, as well as make other changes before the session adjourns this month. Alex Smith, Heartland Health Monitor.
Heartland Health Monitor, based here at KCUR, is a regional reporting collaboration focusing on health issues in Missouri and Kansas.